All right, we'll say good morning. I'm sorry we're getting a little bit of a later start. We have some technical difficulties. First of all, yeshiva to everyone who is here for Yom Tov, a beautiful, beautiful Yom Tov. Beautiful two blot of Daf Yomi over the last 2 days as well. Really incredible. Very, very special. And now we find ourselves today, Baruch Hashem, on Daf Mem Gimel. We left off yesterday on the bottom of Mem Beis Amud Beis. We left off... The Gemara says, right, the Kuli Alma Mias Halach Rabbi Gamliel Besvina. So we're going to pick up, actually, I'm sorry, I take that back. We left off, Baruch Hashem, the last two lines of Mem Beis Amud Beis, 42b, Rabbi Zera. I want to begin by thanking our sponsors, to thank Steve and Terry Zinn for dedicating all of the Shiurim and Drashos this month in memory of their parents, Tzvi Hirsch ben Yosef HaKoin, Yentl Mindel Bas David HaLevi, Bunim Tzvi ben Chaim, and Devorah Bas Yisrael Yoel. We also thank our Week of Learning sponsors, Zev and Isabel Greiner, in memory of Isabel's father, David Levine, David ben Yitzchak Eli HaLevi, Zichron Livracha. So also with that, let us continue. Rabbi Zera, my time below Mark Rabbah. So also remember, we ended off yesterday with a very riveting machlokes between Rabbah and Rabbi Zera. The Gemara on one hand said that the halacha follows Rabbi Gamliel by Svina, namely, that if you find yourself on a boat over the course of Shabbos, even if the boat has left its tchum, halacha lemaisa, one is permitted to traverse the entire area of the boat. So the machlokes as to why that was. So Rabbi said, since you established your domicile inside of the walls of the boat, so the walls of the boat are the mechitzas, and therefore again, halacha lemaisa, you are permitted to go ahead and remain, so you're in the mechitzas of the boat, and therefore the entire boat is your dalet amos. Rabbi Zeirus says something very interesting. Since the boat is traveling, every time you travel out of your tchum, you are given a renewed dalet amos. So because of that, you are permitted to go ahead and keep traveling over the course of the boat, because essentially you're being given another dalet amos each and every time. So it says the Gemara, Rabbi Zera, my time will mark Rabbo. Why didn't Rabbi Zera hold like Rabbo? So the Gemara says, Amalecha, mechitzos, top of Mem Gimel, lahavriach mayim asuyos. Because he held that the mechitzos, the walls, are not meant to go ahead and enclose an area. Rather, they are meant in order to go ahead and keep out water. It's an interesting idea. So the only times that mechitzas work to enclose an area is when they're meant to enclose an area, but the mechitzas of a boat are meant to keep out the water, not to enclose the area. The Rabbi, my time alone, my Rabbi Zera, why doesn't Rabbi hold like Rabbi Zera? Listen to this. B'mehaleches kuli amalo pligi. Bosa, listen to this. Rabbi says, Rabbi Zera, I agree with you. When the boat is moving, then yes, Einachinami, that is correct. I agree with you that when the boat is moving, halacha lemaisa, you are given a renewed dalet amis every moment. Because as soon as the boat continues to move out of the tchum, every time the boat moves, another dalet amis. Ki pligi b'sha'amda. When's the machlokes? I will say the machlokes between Rabbi Gamliel and everyone else is ultimately, again, when the boat is docked. So a number of you asked me this shaila after the shir yesterday, because again, the Gemara talks about all the nafkaminas between Rabbah and Rabbi Zera. The simplest nafkamina is what? When the boat is docked. When the boat is docked, halacha lemaisa, if you hold that the reason you could carry throughout the entire boat is because the boat isn't closed, then halacha lemaisa, whether the boat is moving, not moving, it doesn't make a difference. But if you hold the reason you're permitted to carry throughout the entire boat, is because as long as the boat moves, it's constantly getting new dalet amos. That's only true if the boat moves. But if the boat is docked, then halacha lemaisa, again, there's no additional dalet amos. To which the Gemara says, you're right. So ki pligi b'sha'amda. The machlokes are also between Rabbi and Rabbi Zera is in a case ultimately where what? Where the boat itself is docked. So the Gemara says, the machlokes Rabbi Gamliel and everyone else. So Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok mas nisinami deka de bemahaleches lo pligi. So Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok said, the truth is we can infer, this is clear from the Mishnah, that the machlokes is only when the boat is standing still, when the boat is docked. But when the boat is moving, there is no machlokes. How do I know this? Mimai. Midiktani Maise Shabau Mi Palandarsin Vihifliga Sina Salayam. Because also the Mishnah recorded a story. And the story was that one time these Rabbanim were on the boat. and they were coming from Palandarsin, and what happened? This Fligas Finasan Bayom. The boat was adrift, or was set sail in the water. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Halchu Eskula. So Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, they went ahead and they walked throughout the boat. Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Akiva, lo zozu me arba amos sheratzu lahachmir alatzman. But ultimately, again, Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Akiva did not move out of the Dalet Amos of the boat. Why? Because they wanted to be machmir on themselves. So the Gemara says, "I amrit bishlam mahaleches lo pligi." So we'll say, if you hold that everyone agrees that when the boat is moving, you could carry throughout the entire boat. Why? Because after all, you're being given a new Dalet Amos every time you move out of the tchum. So if everybody agrees that when the boat is moving, you could carry throughout the entire boat. Hainu diktani ratsu. The Gemara says, we'll say, that's why it makes sense when it says, Rabbi Elazar ben Azari, I'm sorry, then it says that Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Akiva wanted to be machmir on themselves. They wanted to be machmir. So we'll say, the lashon of ratzu lahachmir atzmon sounds like, me'ikar ad-din, there was no problem carrying on the boat. They wanted to be more machmir on themselves. So the lashon wanted it to be more, that makes sense if you hold that halacha lemaisa, when the boat is moving, everyone agrees that you could carry it throughout the entire boat, but they want to be more machmir on themselves. Eli amrit pligi. But if you hold that the machlokes applies even when the boat is moving, hai ratzu lahachmir isuru. How can you say they wanted to be machmir? According to them, it would be mamish and iser. So ultimately, Ravashi, I'll bring you another raya from the Mishnah. So we'll say, what the Gemara is suggesting over here is as follows. That the machlokas between Rabbi Gamliel slash Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Akiva, two groups of Rabbanim, is dafka when the boat is standing still. Dafka when the boat is standing still. So the first opinion, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yoshua, will hold that halacha lemaisa, the boat is considered one area of Dalet Amos. Pashtos, it sounds like, according to Rabbo, because the boat has mechitzas, the boat has walls, therefore it's enclosed. But conversely, Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Akiva will hold that halacha lemaisa, those mechitzas are not real mechitzas, because they're not there to enclose, they're there to push or keep water out. But everyone agrees that when the boat is moving, you are permitted to carry throughout the entire boat. Why? Because when the boat is moving, about, say, every time the boat moves, again, especially outside of the tchum, you're given another dalet amis out when you're outside of your tchum. So essentially, there's a constant refreshing of the dalet amis, which effectively enables you to carry throughout the entire boat. So the Gemara is just trying to prove that point from the Mishnah. Amar Ravashi, Mas Nisin Nami Dik, another ayah from the Mishnah. Diktani, because we learned Svina Dumya Dedir Vesar. Because let's remember again, in the Mishnah, they grouped Svina boat together with deer and sahar, which means the corral and the pen. Ma deer visar dikvi, just like the corral and the pen, are established, set stationary areas. Af svina nami dikviyo. So to the boat in question, Rabbi say ultimately is as well, going ahead, it is set in place. Amar le rav acha brei drav le rav ashi. Hilchasa krabi gamil besvina. So we'll say the halacha follows Rabbi Gamliel by a boat. So therefore, we'll say halacha lemaisa, the Gemara is saying, is a boat is considered to be an enclosed area, whether the boat is moving, whether the boat is stationary, and therefore, should you find yourself on a boat over the course of Shabbos, halacha lemaisa, you are permitted to carry throughout the entire area of the boat. So the Gemara says, hilchos ha-michlal de-pligi. So when you say that the halacha follows Rabbi Gamliel, that makes it sound like someone argues on that. Someone does argue. Vatanya, and we'll say, in Vatanya, Rashi points out, Benichusa. In, that is correct, Vatanya will support that by the following. So the Gemara says, Ben Achi Rabbi Yoshua Omer, Kol Osa Hayom Hayo Yoshvu, Kol Osa Hayom Yoshvu Vedanu Bidvar Halacha. So we'll say, this is very interesting. So remember again, this is a follow-up to the story. The story in the Mishnah was, remember, Maise Sheba'o Mipalndarsin, one time they were traveling from Palandarsin, and what happened? The boat was at sea. So remember again, then the Mishnah says, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer carried throughout the entire boat. Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Akiva did not move from their Dalet Amis, for they wanted to go ahead and be machnir on themselves. Okay, now the Gemara gives the rest of the story. Well, this is incredible. What's the rest of the story? So for Shabbos, they're on a boat. So what happened? So the Gemara says, Chananya ben Achri Abishua said, Kolos hayom, yashvu v'danu b'dvar halacha. How did they spend their Shabbos? How did these four Rabbanim, Rabbi Gamil, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Eliezer, how did they spend their Shabbos? They went ahead and they argued this case the entire Shabbos. Emes shechriya achi abba alacha Rabbi Gamil b'sina, v'alacha k'Rabbi Akiva b'dir v'sahar. And they established Abosa that what? So originally, Before they got on the boat, ultimately there was machlokes. Then what happened? They spent Shabbos on a boat, and they were able to work it through. Rabbi says, sometimes nothing is better for conflict resolution than being stuck in a room with a person. So what happened? They were arguing. This machlokes is going on. Then what happens? All four of these rabbanim are stuck on a boat together for Shabbos, and suddenly again they're able to go ahead and work out the issue. How did they resolve it? They said that halacha follows Rabbi Gamliel ultimately by Sfina, which means that halacha l'maisa, the entire boat is considered to be an enclosed area, and therefore halacha l'maisa can carry throughout the entire Dalet Amis. But the halacha follows Rabbi Akiva, ultimately bedir v'sahar, because Rabbi Akiva held that halacha l'maisa in the dir v'sahar, in the pen, or in the enclosure. Ultimately, again, Rabbi Akiva said you only have Dalet Amis. Now, we'll see, in fact, who the halacha follows in these cases. But one thing is clear, which is no one is arguing on Rabbi Gamliel regarding the Sfina. No one is arguing on that. And therefore, and Rabbi said that is halacha l'maisa. That's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that a boat is considered to be an enclosed area. And therefore, should one find oneself on a boat over the course of Shabbos, one would be permitted to carry throughout the entire boat. Now, we'll say the truth is, more modern-day cruise ships have other halachic implications involved in them. But l'maisa, that's the halacha. Good. Bar Rabbi Chanina, we'll say fascinating shayla. Bar Rabbi Chanina, yesh tchumin l'malam me'asara, in tchumin l'malam me'asara. Well, it's an interesting shayla. Does the tchum go above 10 tfachim or not? So we'll see, here the shayla. So shayla over here is, we know, does the concept of tchum apply above 10 tfachim? Fascinating idea. So what I say, the Gemara says, if talking about, let's say, a pole that is 10 tfachim high and 4 tfachim wide, I'm not talking about that. Why? Because I will say that's considered to be like thick ground. So I'll say, meaning if you have a pole that is 10 tefachim high, 4 tefachim wide, which means it occupies a significant amount of space, that's just considered to be like a tall mound. That's not what we're asking. So the Gemara says, Kiti Bailucha, where does the kasha come up? Ba'amud gavoa asara ve'ein aracha varba. We'll say, what happens if the pillar is 10 tefachim high, but it's not 4 tefachim wide? Inami, the other possibility is, deka'azel b'kfitza. Or we'll say again, what happens if someone jumps? How does somebody supposed to, you can imagine this case? Let's say you're a pole vaulter. So we'll say, can you imagine this situation? So are you, if, let's say you go, we'll say, I'll tell you why this is very important. Very important. What it's asking is like this. I know, right? Remember, this is yesterday's daf. What happens if I don't know my tchum? What happens if I don't know my tchum Shabbos? What do I do? Right? I walk 2,000 average steps. That's my tchum. What happens if I don't walk the way? What happens if I jump? So I say, see here what the shayla is, the area that I jumped, is that counted in the 2,000 amma calculation? Or do I say, no, as long as I am lamala from 10 tefachim, there's no tchum above 10 tefachim. We'll say, which means then, that area doesn't count towards the calculation of the tchum. And we'll say, this is incredibly important, because what this means is, you could dramatically increase the size of your tchum if you are a talented jumper, right? And if you are able to go ahead and get some height on your jump, and you're able to go ahead and get above 10 tefachim, you could significantly increase your tchum. So that's the shayla. Lishna achrina, b'sfina mai. So we'll say the other possibility is they were asking, we'll say this has an implication by a boat, because presumably a boat floats 10 tefachim above the seabed. So we're talking this whole thing about carrying on a boat, not carrying on a boat, but is a boat even subject to the halachos of tchum? So my, what's that? We'll say a riveting shayla. So I'm Rav Oshia, Tashma, Maiseh Shebao Mipal Narsin, V'Ifligusin HaSoyam. Well, apparently, of the boat is subject to a tchum, even though it's the mala miyud. Why? Because Rabbah said this whole machlokas came up on a boat, right? And remember again, this whole machlokas, whether or not you could carry on the boat, Rabbah say, is directly related to the discussion about tchum. So we'll say, let's take a step back. So remember again, the case with the boat. So they floated out. So Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yoshua carried on the entire boat. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva wanted to be machmir on themselves and only carry Dalet Amos. Now the fact that they wanted to be machmir on themselves, what does that tell me? So if the din of tchum applies l'malam miyod, then I understand why they wanted to be machmir on themselves. However, Eli amrit in tchumin amai ratzu. But I will say, if there's no tchum l'malam miyod, then what? Why they need to be machmir? In other words, I will say, remember again, the whole discussion by the boat was a concern that the boat had floated outside of the tchum. So Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer said, oh, we only have Dalet Amos. That only makes sense if you hold that tchum applies the mala miyud. But if tchum doesn't apply the mala miyud, the boat is definitely above 10 tefachim above the seabed. There should be no discussion regarding tchum. To which the Gemara says, So we'll say, remember again, you could have a situation where the boat is navigating in shallow waters. Rakak literally means mud. So the boat is navigating in shallow waters. And Einachinami, you could be talking about a boat that is within Yud Tfachim of the seabed. Now, as we both said, the discussion begins by taking it for granted that, of course, a boat is above Yud, to which the Gemara says, maybe not, boats navigate in shallower waters as well. So maybe the boat in question is Lamata Miyud. So the Gemara says, Tashma. We'll say, okay, another raya. Tashma. Pamachos lo nichnasu l'namal atshech ashecha. So let's remember again, the second story in the Mishnah, which hopefully we'll get to today. The second story in the Mishnah was, one time the boat was coming into port, and remember again, their shayla was, were they within the tchum already at the start of Shabbos or not? So the Gemara says, as follows. So I amrit bishlami yesh tchumim. So we'll say, so same thing. If you hold that there is tchum l'mala miyud, then it makes sense why they had a kasha, were we in the tchum or not. Eli I amrit in tchumin, but I will say, if you hold that the din of tchum does not apply l'mala miyud, ki lo hayinu b'socha tchum mayhavi, then I will say, who cares if the boat was out of the tchum at the onset of Shabbos, if they were the l'mala miyud, which we are presupposing a boat is generally l'mala miyud, so then what's the kasha? Amarava ma'alechas v'rakak. So we'll say, the Gemara gives the same answer. The boat is not a raya because you could be dealing with a case of a boat that is navigating, we'll call it, in muddier waters, which means shallow waters. Shallow waters. So therefore, I just want to point out, very simple kasha. Does the tchum apply at a height of 10 tefachim or above or not? So right now, we've tried to prove that from a couple of different places. We've been unsuccessful so far. We've been unable to prove that one way or the other. So the Gemara says, Tashma, this is incredible. We'll say incredible. Honey Shev Shmai Sadis Amram Bitzafra Bishapsa Kameidram Chista Basura. We'll say one time, there was a shir that was given. There were seven rulings. There were seven rulings that were given in the morning in before Rav Chista in Surah. So we'll say one Shabbos morning, there was a shir given by Rav Chista, and they advanced seven novel new rulings in Surah. Bahadi Panya B'Shabsa, that same afternoon, that same Shabbos afternoon, they relayed these teachings, Kameh Derava B'Pumpadisa. They went ahead and they gave over the Isim Halochas before Rav and Pumbedisa. Well, so there's only one problem. Surah and Pumbedisa are not within the tchum of one another. So how did someone get from Surah to Pumbedisa to go ahead and convey these rulings? To which the Gemara says, Manamrinu, both say this is a wild Gemara. So who said it over? Who was the messenger who brought the Torah from Surah in the morning to Pumbedisa in the afternoon when those two cities are not within the tchum of one another? Both say, remember again, you can extend your tchum. You can extend your tchum, but that only goes so far. So remember again, I could go within my 2,000 amas, and I can go ahead and put my Eruv at the edge of my 2,000 amas. What does that give me? another 2,000 amos. Shabbos say, so really the most you're going to end up getting on Shabbos is a total of 3,999 amos in which to go ahead and travel. But that's it. The difference in Surah and Pumbedisa is much greater. So how is it that the teachings that were relayed on Shabbos morning in Surah were able to be relayed on Pumbedisa in the afternoon? Both say, get ready for this. The Gemara says, it must have been, Lav Eliyo Amrinu. It must be Eliyahu Navi. Of course. I was like, what's the Shaila? Of course, it must have been Eliyahu HaNavi. So Rabbi said, you see, here's the greatness of Klal Yisrael. You see, sometimes if you're cynical and not a member of Klal Yisrael, because Jews don't have cynicism, good Jews don't have cynicism. So I say, so listen to this. So you would say to yourself, it must be a mistaken story. A Jew says, no, it was Eliyahu HaNavi. This is Eliyahu HaNavi. Incredible. So the Gemara says, Amma. Ain tchum l'malam yasar. Nevosai, the Gemara presupposes, this is really quite, this is incredible. The Gemara presupposes that how does Eliyahu HaNavi travel? Apparently not by foot, but by flight. I guess he takes the Merkava. He takes the fiery chariot. So therefore, again, you see that, but we assume Eliyahu HaNavi is a frum Jew. So therefore, now we know Eliyahu HaNavi is a frum Jew. So how would he go ahead and travel outside of the tchum on Shabbos? Oh, he must have traveled l'mala miyud. That's how he got from Surah to Pumbedisa. He traveled l'mala miyud. Alma ein tchum l'mala me'asar. Bose, isn't this incredible? Therefore, we see from Eliyahu HaNavi, the fact that he went from Surah to Pumbedisa is wild. The fact that he went from Surah to Pumbedisa must mean that what? There is no tchum l'mala miyud. To which the Gemara says, lo, dilma Yosef shida amrinu. Maybe not. Maybe it's Yosef the shade. Yosef the shade. I don't know who Yosef the Shade is, but apparently the Gemara didn't know who he was. So the Gemara is suggesting is maybe it wasn't the Eliyahu HaNavi, but there was this Yosef Shida. So we'll say Yosef the Shade, and Rashi points out, Delo Minter Shabbos. He's not a Shomer Shabbos. So this Shade is not a Shomer Shabbos. So therefore, by the way, that's not this Shade. Apparently Shadim in general are not Shomer Shabbos. And therefore, maybe it was the Shade. We'll say, which is such an incredible idea. You'll say to yourself, what's happening? See, seeing that even a shade has some kedusha inside of him, right? That even the shade does something good. He takes the Torah from Surah to Pumbedisa. So we'll say, if the shade has something redeeming inside of him, despite being a shade, so Baruch Hashem, imagine each of us, even if we make mistakes, even if we make dramatic mistakes, we do not divest ourselves of the beautiful kedusha which resides within. Such an incredible yisod. So therefore, again, no raya. Still don't know. Is there tchum l'malam miyud or not? So Tashma, both say, get ready for this case. Harini nazir biyom sheben David ba. I hereby accept upon myself an eder that I will be a nazir on the day that Mashiach comes. So the day that Mashiach comes, I will be a nazir. So what's the halacha? Mutar lishtos yayin b'shabbasos yomim tovim. So we'll say, so the halacha is, I'm allowed to drink wine on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Now we'll say, what does that sound like? We'll see. I'm allowed to drink wine on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Va'asra on the days, va'asra lishtos yayin kol yomos hachol. But I can't drink wine during the weekdays. So again, my neder is, I hereby accept upon myself to be a nazir. I'm not going to drink wine, right? I hereby accept upon myself to be a nazir. On the day that Mashiach comes, I can't drink wine Sunday through Friday, but I can drink wine on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So the Gemara says, why is that? I amrit bishlama yesh tchumin. So we'll say, if you hold that the din of tchum works, lama lo miyud, haynu dishabasas yom tovim mutar. So we'll say again, same idea. We are assuming that halach lamais, when Mashiach comes, Mashiach is not going to come by foot, but he's going to come by flight. Therefore, again, like this. So we'll say, what does it mean? When I say I'm a Nazir the day Mashiach comes, and the Gemara says that therefore you could drink wine on Shabbos and Yom Tov, what does that tell me? That Mashiach is not going to come on a Shabbos or a Yom Tov. So the Gemara says, okay, so that makes sense if you hold that there's a din of tchum l'mala miyud. We'll say, first of all, what an incredible simon for the year that we're learning a Mashiach sugya on Gimel Tishrei. Only 3 days into the new year, Baruch Hashem, and we're already learning a Mashiach sugya. It's going to be a good year, Mirtz Hashem. So we'll say, so therefore again, you see from here, so the fact that you can drink wine on Shabbos and Yom Tov indicates that Mashiach is not going to come on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Why won't Mashiach come on Shabbos and Yom Tov? Because Mashiach also has to respect the tchum. Mashiach also respects the tchum. And therefore we'll say again, that shows you that what? That there's a din of the tchum, l'mal, l'miyud, above 10 tfachim. So again, see if you hold that there is tchumen lamala miyod, that's why ultimately you could drink wine on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because Mashiach is not going to come on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Why not? Because he's bound by the tchum. Say if you hold that the din of tchum does not apply lamala miyod on Shabbos and Yom Tov, amai mutter, then why should you be permitted to drink wine? After all, again, it's possible that what? Mashiach will come on Shabbos and Yom Tov. To which the Gemara says, Shaini Hasam, Mashiach is different. Mashiach is different. Amar Kra, Hine Anochi Sholech Lachem Es Elyo HaNavi. Because Rabbosai, the Pasuk tells us that before Mashiach comes, Elyo HaNavi will come first. Elyo HaNavi will come first. Elyo HaNavi comes to announce the arrival of Mashiach. Vaha lo asi asa Elyo me'esmal. Rabbosai, listen to this. Come Shabbos, comes Yom Tov, I can go ahead and drink wine. Why? I know that Mashiach is not going to come. I know that Mashiach is not going to come because Elyo HaNavi didn't come the day before. So if Elyo HaNavi didn't come on Friday, then ultimately again Shabbos, that means Mashiach is not going to come on Shabbos. That means halacha l'maaseh, I can drink wine today. Elyo HaNavi didn't come on Erev Yom Tov, therefore halacha l'maaseh, I can drink wine on Yom Tov. Well, 1 second, if that's your argument, ihachi bechol kol yom aviyom anami lishteri. So I make the same argument today. Today's Monday, right? Today's Monday. I should be able to drink wine today also. Why? Why? Because Elio didn't come yesterday. So we'll say, remember again, what did the Brisa say? A person takes a neder and he says, I'm going to be a Nazir on the day the Mashiach comes. He can't drink wine on any weekday, Sunday through Friday, but he can drink wine ultimately on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Why could he drink wine on Shabbos and Yom Tov? Ultimately, again, because come Shabbos, comes Yom Tov, Elio HaNavi didn't come the day before, and therefore Mashiach is not going to come that day. Well, if that's the logic, then I should be able to drink wine on the weekdays also. Because again, as long as Elio HaNavi did not come the day before, then ultimately, again, I should be able to drink wine on the following day. So the Gemara is supposed to say, it's also interesting, that because remember, it says, Hine Anochi Shalach Lemes Elio HaNavi, Lifnei vo hayom hagadol. So it's not just Elio HaNavi precedes Mashiach, it's that Elio HaNavi comes on the day before Mashiach. Day before Mashiach. So it says the Gemara, Elo amrino lebezin hagadol asa. Rather, Rabbi say, what's the concern? The concern is that, no, maybe Elio HaNavi came. Maybe he came already. He just came to the bezin hagadol. Ultimately, again, maybe, halacha lemaisa, he came, he revealed himself to the Sanhedrin. He's come to announce to the Sanhedrin, but he just didn't come to us yet. So the Gemara says, Hacha Navi Lema la Beis Din HaGadol Asa. So we'll say again, why don't I say the same thing over here, right? So again, so you're telling me now that no, maybe Elio HaNavi did come, I just didn't hear about it yet. To which the Gemara says, no. Kvar Muftach Len Li Yisrael, She'in Elio Ba, Lo Ba'arvi Shabbosos, Lo Ba'arvi Yom Tov. Let's listen to this. We have a Masorah. What's our Masorah? Elio HaNavi will not come on Erev Shabbos or on Erev Yom Tov. Why? Mipnei HaTorech. We will say this is incredible because Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov are very busy days. Very busy days. Rashi says Mipnei HaTorech Shemanichin Tzarchei Shabbos V'Holkin Lach B'Panav. We will say so. Ultimately, they're busy days, and what's going to happen if Elio HaNavi comes? Everyone's going to neglect their Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov preparations and run to meet Elio HaNavi. And that's going to cause an incredible amount of stress and difficulty then when people have to get ready for Shabbos. So we're supposed to listen to this. So therefore, Elio HaNavi, the messenger of redemption, does not come on Erev Shabbos or on Erev Yom Tov. So the Gemara says, Kasaka Daitcha, may the Elio lo asa, Mashiach nami lo asi b'malish Shabbos. So lishteri, so we'll say if that's the case, we would assume based on this that the same way that Elio HaNavi doesn't come on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov, therefore what? Mashiach was not going to come on that day either. We'll say if that's the case, then why does the Braisa only allow consumption of wine on Shabbos and Yom Tov? Should be on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov as well if Mashiach's not going to come. To which the Gemara says, listen to this. The Gemara says, Lo asa Mashiach. Elio lo asi. Shabbos say, no. It's only Elio HaNavi who will not come on a Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov. Mashiach can come on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov. T'chevan da'asi Mashiach ha'kol avadin heim li Yisrael. Bosei Mashiach comes, So everyone else becomes an Eved, becomes a servant to Klal Yisrael. And everyone says, now what does that mean? Everyone becomes a servant. So it's not the pshat that there's servitude. What it means is when Mashiach comes and the world sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the world sees the correctness of Torah, and the world sees the greatness of Klal Yisrael, the nations of the world will want to help Klal Yisrael. So listen to this. So if Mashiach comes on Erev Shabbos, there's no concern of neglecting your Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov preparations. Why? Because when Mashiach comes, the nations of the world will run over and say, what could we do to help out? What could we do to help out? So therefore, again, my Shabbos and my Yom Tov needs will get taken care of, even if I can't do it myself. But ultimately, again, they'll get taken care of by the nations of the world. So we'll say, so this is really very interesting. So apparently, Eliyahu doesn't come on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, because then there's a concern of tircha, concern of difficulty for preparation of Shabbos and Yom Tov. Mashiach can come on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov. What about the tircha? No, because we assume Mashiach comes, we'll have plenty of help from the nations of the world. So the Gemara says, but b'chad b'shabbat l'shtri. So we'll say, so again, so based on all of this, I should be able to drink wine on Friday. Why is she able to drink wine? I'm sorry, on Sunday. So we'll say, because it's Livshot Mina, the fact that I can't drink wine on Sunday tells me what? De'in Tchumen. So ultimately, again, that there's no Tchum L'mal Miyud. De'yesh Tchumen B'chad B'shah. Because we'll say, I'm sorry, De'yesh Tchumen, because if there was a Tchum L'mal Miyud, then what? B'chad B'shah B'lishteri. I should be able to drink wine on Sunday. Why? I will say, because again, if there's Tchum L'mal Miyud, that means again, Eliyahu or Mashiach can't get to me ultimately, again, on Shabbos. And therefore, again, if Eliyahu doesn't come on Shabbos, Mashiach's not coming on Sunday. And therefore, wine consumption should be permitted under the neder. So listen to this, to which the Gemara says, Hi Tano, this particular Tano, Sapuki Misapkale. Well, see, he wasn't sure. He wasn't sure, does the Tchum apply L'mal Miyud, not apply L'mal Miyud, and therefore what? So, Misapupi Misapkele, Yesh Tchumino, Ein Tchumin Ula Chumra. So, we'll say, interestingly enough, Halacha L'maisa, this particular Tana wasn't sure, does the Tchum apply L'mal Miyud, does it not apply L'mal Miyud, and therefore what? He was just Machmir. So, therefore, I will say, again, do not draw any messianic conclusions from any of this. This particular, except again, we learn Eliyahu doesn't come on Erev Shabbos. Mashiach does come on Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. It could interestingly be enough that Eliyahu HaNavi could come, and we might not know about it yet, because he might reveal himself to the Beis and HaGadol, maybe to the great Rabbanim of the generation, without to the general populace. That is possible. But in terms of the discussion regarding is there a Tchum L'malam Miyud or not, this Tana was unsure. So therefore, because he was unsure, it's a Safek, he went L'chumra. L'chumra in this case of Osei means that if a person makes a neder and he says, I am a neder on the day that Mashiach comes. So pretty much, again, what we say is we're not sure. So therefore, you're usher the entire week. Usher the entire week out of doubt, but not going to be usher on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Good. To which the Gemara says, by the way, dekai emas dekaneder. When exactly is a person making this neder? Because they both say, the way this sounds when you read it is what? A person makes the neder, I'm going to become a nazir on the day that Mashiach comes. So both say, what it sounds like is, some days you are a nazir, some days you're not a nazir. Now, why is that strange, Rabbi Osei? Because in general, when you make a neder, that neder stays with you. There's no like one day on, one day off. So when is he making the neder? Ilei b'dekai b'chol. If you say he's making the neder on Monday, so then what? Kevon dechalal enaziros, hechi asir Shabbos umafkale. Once the neder devolves upon the person and takes effect, the neder doesn't take a day off. In other words, we will say, once you make the neder, there's no such thing as I make the neder on Monday. It applies Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, but not Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Elo dekai b'shabsa v'kanadar, u b'yomtav v'kanadar, v'ahu yom v'sharilei mekan v'ilach asar. Rather, I will say, must be that the case in question is what? Where I'm making the neder on Shabbos, or I'm making the neder on Yom Tov. Oh, so then the Braisa says, if you're making it on Shabbos, it won't take effect on that day. It'll begin on Sunday. Or you're making the neder on Yom Tov, it won't take effect on that day. It'll go ahead and take effect the next day. So both say, so point being over here for our purposes, the Gemara does not come to resolution. It doesn't answer, is there Tchum L'mal Miyud or not L'mal Miyud? And Halach L'maisa, therefore the Gemara says, we rule on it L'chum. Rabbo says, just do another line and we'll have to stop. So pam achas lo nichnasu l'namal. So we'll say, listen to this. Remember again, next story in the Braisa was, in the Mishnah was, they were on a boat, same Rabbanim, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Lazar, and they're entering into the port. And their shayla to Rabbi Gamliel was, are we within the tchum of the port or not? Rabbi Gamliel took out his tube, it sounds like a telescope, something, looking glass, and he was able to see, yes, we're within the port. So it says the Gemara Tana, Shofar Saisal Rabbi Gamliel, Shahaya Mabit Vitsofe Ba'apayim Amabi Abasha, Ukenegda Apayim Bayam. So also Rabbi Gamliel had a special tube, and through this tube he was able to measure distance, he was able to see 2,000 amas in land, 2,000 amas by sea. Harotza Leida Kama Omko Shogai. Similarly, again, if a person wants to know the depth of a particular valley, maybe Shvoveres Umabitba, Vieda Kama Omko Shogai, he could use this same type of tube, look into the valley, and he could see the depth of the valley. Harotza Leida Kama Gofo Shaldekel. And if a person wants to go ahead and see the height of a palm tree, Modeit Komoso, Vitsilo Vitsel Komoso, Vieda Kama Gofo Shaldekel, he can measure his own height, the height of his shadow, and the shadow of the palm tree, and you do the math, and ultimately, again, you could see the height of the palm tree. We'll just end with this. Harotz shlo tishra chayra b'tzel kever. If a person wants to go ahead and make sure that halacha l'maisa, a chayra, an animal, they're concerned that an animal is going to dig up the grave. Person is concerned the animal is going to dig up the grave. And halacha l'maisa, again, you know, dig up the grave. So the Gemara says, if you want to make sure that that doesn't happen, so what do you do? So, no, it's kind of a dalad shows. You put a board in the grave at 4 hours into the day. You want to see where the sun is going to shine. So the Gemara says, v'yira l'heichan selno. Do you see where the shade goes? Mashpia va'ola mashpia v'ra. So also the idea is, you don't want an animal to go ahead and seek out shade in by the grave, because then it's going to dig up the body. So essentially what you do is at 4 hours into the day, you see where the shade is, and you slope the grave down in that area so that the animal will not seek shade by the grave, thereby potentially going ahead and digging up the body. So we'll have to stop over here. Let me ask Hashem continue with this Gemara tomorrow. Shkara Chabosai. He